All right. Did you guys see last night's primetime special with ABC News host George Stephanopoulos and the president?
Yeah.
George spent like 2 days at the White House and on the president's campaign trail. Now, during the interview, the president also insisted that Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution allows him to do whatever he wants, arguing that he never planned to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller, but had every legal right to do so. Take a listen to this.
You talk about Article 2. So your position is that you can hire or fire anybody, stop or start
that any investigation? That is the position of a lot of great lawyers. That's the position of some of the most talented lawyers. And you have to have a position like that because you're the president.
But if you answer these questions to me now, why not answer them to Robert Mueller under oath?
Because they were looking to get us for lies, for slight misstatements. I looked at what happened to people, and it was very unfair. Very, very unfair. Very unfair.
So I'm listening to you. You're not worried about being prosecuted once you leave office.
I did nothing wrong, George. Did nothing wrong. There was no collusion.
He is so scared.
I did nothing wrong, George.
I heard it in his voice.
The only word he knows is collusion.
He has to win a second election.
Yeah.
Because his freedom is depending on it. His whole reason for wanting to get this second thing, it has nothing to do with moving the country forward or keeping his promises. This one is so he don't get these charges. Because the moment he ain't president, they're going
to
do it.
So you're saying he just wants to get reelected to stay free?
That's all it is.
And move around.
He's not enjoying being president.
You don't think so?
I agree.
Oh, I can promise you he don't.
Wow.
That's a lot of work.
Well, yeah, and the president, I love how George handled the interview, though, because at one point, George pressed him. He did not back down. At one point, he was pressing the president, and the president just stopped and called him a wise guy during the interview. And so it's like, you know, he ran out of answers to give him, so he just started insulting George. But George was classy. He just ignored it, let it roll right off him, and kept it moving with more questions, you know. 2 hours. He got a lot of stuff in there.
Wow.
I mean, look, man, he's not being, all he's doing is asking you questions. If you have the truth, why is he a wise guy?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's asking you a question and you've done nothing, and he's not trying to slickly get you to say something that's what you didn't say before. If what you said before was the truth, we ain't got no problem.
Yeah, but he has that attitude that if he doesn't want to answer the question, then that's what he does. He feels backed in a corner and he'll come out fighting. Well,
using that word collusion.
Yeah. Coming up at 34 after the hour, we'll tell you where to go if you want to see some highlights from the Steve and Marjorie Harvey mentoring camp. Boy, you guys had a great time over the weekend, Steve. All week, actually. We'll talk about that when we come back right after this.